A Dose of Prevention. The National Association of Chronic Disease Directors on-demand learning series on leadership and management for state, local, tribal, and territorial chronic disease and health promotion professionals.
Hi, this is Lisa Irk, consultant with the National Association of Chronic Disease Directors, or NACDD, here with my colleague, Jean O'Connor, also a colleague here at NACDD.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for allowing me to join you.
Jean, we are so excited to share this new brief leadership training series for NACDD. It's designed for all staff in state and local chronic disease units across the United States and its territories.
That's right. In this lesson, we're going to be talking about leading through change. There are really two major types of change that we're going to talk about. The kind we create when we're in control of the change, and the other is when the change is happening to us or around us.
Excellent. Kind of sounds like both types are so important. And they call for different approaches, don't they? But also, there are some similarities in things we can do as leaders in those situations, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about when we are creating the change on purpose first. Could you please tell us about how we can respond effectively as chronic disease leaders in those kinds of situations where change is needed? And we want to create it.
Great, Lisa. Thanks. This is often what we're called on to do in our job. Let's change something systematic or cultural. Let's solve a problem in order to create change in health outcomes. While we love this kind of thing in chronic disease prevention, it really can be sometimes a little bit hard on other people. Harder still, though, are the kinds of change that come from realizing our organization, our program, or something else deeply personal needs to change.
Can you tell me more about this kind of situation? Do you feel like you've ever been in such a thing yourself? Or what do you think is common for staff in chronic disease units? I'd love to hear your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take an example that's probably very current for many NACDD members, where we perhaps need to do something like realign a set of contracts to match a new set of program objectives and a new funding opportunity. So we know we need to change, and we might even want to change what we're doing with those contracts, but it's not necessarily something everyone involved has bought into.
So what's the strategy for taking on something like this successfully? Are there things that we can do to make it easier for everyone?
Well, there's a really famous author who's written extensively about organizational behavior named John Cotter. One of Cotter's books is around leading change.
Wow, that sounds super relevant. What does he tell us works well?
Well, he lays out a set of steps we can undertake to get where we want to go and to bring others along. So what he says is that it's key to do a number of things, and I'm going to list them off here. So the first thing he says is we need to establish a sense of urgency. Then we need to create a guiding coalition. Third, develop a vision and a strategy, ideally with others. Communicate the change vision, that's the fourth. The fifth is empower broad-based action, so give others tools to come along in the change we're trying to create. The sixth is to generate short-term wins, and the seventh is to consolidate gains and produce more change. And last, he talks about anchoring new approaches in the culture itself.
Wow, Jean, that's a really comprehensive list. You know what I really like is the part about guiding coalition. It sounds like creating a sense of team is important, but also getting the perspective of that team to shape the change and eventually create the buy-in.
Right. It's definitely not an easy thing to do, but if you can use this approach and really create that team feel, you could see that it could be really helpful in successfully creating change.
But what about when the change is happening to us or around us? What can we do in that situation as leaders?
Well, this is obviously a little different. In our podcast about adaptability, we talk about self-management, using adaptive rather than technical approaches, and being present, but trying not too hard to overmanage the change. Those can be really helpful approaches in the kind of situation where everything isn't in your control.
But I kind of feel like that may not be enough by themselves if we're encountering a really serious set of circumstances that is causing us to need to change. I mean, many people in state and local health departments can face significant change. There's the election, change in agency leadership, and major changes in funding.
That's right. Sometimes simple tricks aren't going to work. And we need to pay attention to the signals of change around us and think carefully about what they mean for our program. In fact, sometimes the hardest situation is when we think we had a plan, and our plan, whether it's for a cooperative agreement or that set of contracts or something else, is being disrupted by whatever is going on around us.
And then we just need to let that plan go and go back to rethinking our approach and strategy and make a new plan or news a new approach.
Right, exactly. And that self-awareness or mindfulness that each of us has as a leader or needs to have as a leader is really important, as is the group or our team's overall behavior in response to the change, especially the part about thinking through things and then letting go of what you can't control.
You know, Jean, one of the things that I find that sometimes works if you're trying to think through what you have control over and what you don't is to draw a big circle and put whatever's bothering you inside that circle, if it's within your control. And then right around the things on the outside, placeholders for things that are outside of your control. I sometimes find this helps to put things clearly into perspective.
Right, Lisa, it's great that you know about that, because this is a technique recommended by the Center for Creative Leadership Strategies, which does a lot of leadership training with public health officials, including state health officials. It can really work to draw that circle, put the things on the inside that are bothering you, and then try to think about what you can't control and move it outside physically on the paper of your span of control. This doesn't mean that you should ignore those things outside the circle, but just realize that they aren't in your control. And sometimes with a team, whether you're the supervisor or this is a group of your peers, verbalizing and agreeing on those things outside of the group's control can also help to reduce conflict during times of change. For example, this kind of approach could be used by a cancer program trying to adapt to changes in guidelines about screening, something we don't have control over, but we have to react to in public health, or a tobacco program responding to changes in a quitline cooperative agreement. Again, not inside the program's control, but definitely something that they have to think through, pay attention to, and then let go of what they can't necessarily control directly themselves.
Wow, these are really great suggestions. Jean, are there others you want to share before we go?
Well, there is one thing we haven't really discussed, and that's the common item between situations where we're creating the change and where it's happening around us, and that's communication. If you're the leader, whether that means supervisor or not, if you're the leader, you really can't communicate enough in circumstances of change.
So you really need to use those skills.
Right. Those emotional intelligence skills are really important. In change management, there's this principle that is taught that it takes about 7 times for a person to really hear and process what you're trying to communicate. That means that you or we have to keep repeating the situation and the change and use a variety of different ways to communicate it. You may also need to acknowledge how people feel about what you're saying. Change, especially when we don't have control of it, can be really difficult.
You know, that's such solid advice. I feel like good leadership is all about the people and not just the results. Jean, thanks so much for this great discussion on leading change. We explore emotional intelligence and other tools such as facilitation and other lessons throughout this series. You can find those on the National Association for Chronic Disease Directors website, www.chronicdisease.org.
Thanks, Lisa. This was Lisa Erk and Jean O'Connor with the on-demand learning series of the National Association for Chronic Disease Directors. We'll talk with you again soon.
You can find more at NACDD's website, www.chronicdisease.org.